I'd be interested to know if there are particular matches that stick in your memory for one reason or another.
I think the Bristol one, when the ambulance, which was an evening game, and there was an ambulance just about throughout the 80 minutes with a blue light coming in to get somebody else, and it wasn't a dirty game. It just happened. It was one of those games that there was always somebody getting injured. I'm not sure what happened, actually, but it was strange. I can see it now, that you'd sort of be aware of a blue light coming in the ground at the clock end, and you get on there a few minutes later, there'd be another blue light. Oh my God. I suppose you
managed to survive this carnage, didn't you?
Cowardice and pace. The game I do remember, I'm not very good at remembering games and things that happened, but I do remember we played an international team because Gloucester couldn't get a game against the Barbarians in that centenary season, and I scored a try, and it was very unkind of somebody, but on the way back, I think it was John Fiddler, said, "That gunshot you've just heard is cowling." And I thought, that's typical Gloucester, isn't it? Yeah, no, not well done, but think of another angle. Yeah. And I remember that it was about, I think I ran about 300 yards, was thinking of dropping a goal, but no, it was probably about 10 yards. But it doesn't matter. It gets longer with each time I think about it. The other game I remember was one of the games at Pontypool, and Ray Prosser, who's a legend in front row play, was the Pontypool coach, and he came up after the game. He said, "You won that game." Well, I hadn't touched the ball. I'd never been near the ball. And he said, "You sorted Charlie Faulkner out." Well, I don't remember doing that, but I think they were so used to getting their own way that, and he came in. I thought, I reckon he knows something about rugby. But he was good, and I've always had a chat with him after that. But I remember him saying that. But by and large,
I think actually this season, I would say Nick Wood has won a couple of games for Gloucester.
Nick Wood, very, very able. His scrummaging has improved enormously. And that's what it's got to be. You've got to be a prop to start with. But what I can't believe is how he gets around the pitch after it. Now, that's not just fitness. That's got to be a mental thing. Because he tackles as well as any back. And that's the thing that I marvel at. How does he get there? And how does he put that hit in? Because there aren't many props around who can do that. They all pretend. But he actually does it.
Yeah.
And I would say he's probably the most improved player I've seen at Gloucester in the pro era. That he was okay to start with, but he obviously looks after himself. He's got a good training programme, but he's got the attitude to get there. I didn't think when he started that he wanted to get in when it got a bit wild. Well, as wild as it gets now. But he's first there, and he's got his nose in, and I think he sorted that bit out. Mm. Yeah, very able player.
Were there any other particular games you wanted to raise, John?
There were a couple of things. You played a lot for Dorset and Wilts.
I did.
Before you ever played for Gloucestershire.
Yeah.
In fact, you captained them, didn't you?
I probably did.
Yes, and played for them for years. And you played for Southern Counties.
Yeah.
Against the All Blacks.
Against the All Blacks, yeah.
What was it like at that level of county rugby compared with playing for Gloucestershire?
Oh, totally different. Yeah. I mean, Dorset and Wilts was on a Wednesday to start with.
Yeah.
And you played some odd places, you know, places I'd never heard of. When you played Berkshire, although Burton played for Berkshire against us once or twice. he had a fallout with Gloucestershire, so he'd been born in Berkshire, so he qualified for them. So that was quite interesting. But there was myself, Jim Jarrett, used to go and play for Dorset and Wilts. It was, I think we did it for the petrol money. I mean, it wasn't very good. Although we had one good season when we got pretty close and we actually played Gloucestershire down at the Memorial Ground in the County Championship and just lost. But by and large, it was just a bit of fun. It wasn't... That might be wrong, because other players might have seen it as serious stuff, but I don't think the rest of us who played for teams like Gloucester, it was just a game, just a game.
Yeah.
Gloucestershire was totally different, because of course... It was Saturday. It was the be-all and end-all.
Oh, you bet, yeah.
I mean, when you got picked for Gloucestershire, the whole team, the Gloucester team, congratulated you. So it was totally different.
Right, it was the same for the supporters in those days. I mean, the county days were big days.
They were.
Yeah.
They certainly were. Yeah. So that, no, that was a different ball game altogether.
Yeah.
That was more like sort of professional rugby against amateur rugby. That midweek competition, it was okay, but you didn't improve by playing in it, and you didn't get challenged in it. It wasn't that sort of thing. It's very difficult to have a physical confrontation in the middle of a park. It's much easier if you're in a boxing ring or a rugby arena.
So there you are, that bunch of amateurs, and you have to turn out against the All Blacks.
Yeah,
what was that match like?
That was actually, we played quite well. I was lucky in that Keith Murdoch got sent home just before the game. although I was looking forward to it. I was really looking forward to it, to test yourself against who was regarded as the original wild man and the best tight head in the world. They're still trying to find him, aren't they? He's in Australia somewhere, if he's alive. But he got sent home. He was sent home, and they were, I don't know what possessed them to do it, but they flew somebody in and played him a tight head. So he'd just flown from New Zealand, and then he came in. Well, I loved it. I mean, from my point of view, it couldn't have been better as a loose head against somebody who's just flown in and didn't know what was going on. So I actually enjoyed that part of things. I think the finest moment for me was late tackling Brian Williams. And I suddenly realised what I'd done. And I can picture it now. It was from a line out. And I knew it was going to be late. And I thought, well, I'm not pulling out now. And then mayhem occurred. And I thought, Richardson, your best bet is stay on the ground and just pretend this tackle's taken a bit longer. But because suddenly the whole thing erupted. And the All Blacks were knocking seven bales out of the other seven forwards while I was on the floor recovering from hitting what was a very strong man. He was like a pocket battleship. But at least I tackled him. And that's all I remember of it. They, afterwards, they didn't want to speak to anybody. They were a very, very surly bunch of people. I don't know what that was all about, but they got a pretty poor reputation all round. As just not, they just wanted to stay together. There was a sort of mafia type. This is us. Nobody else gets in. Having said that, I'll never forget being up at a game for some reason, can't remember why, at Moseley. This was when I was a coach, and I think Ian Smith and Pete Jones, people like that, had gone to play. Something had happened, and we were in the Moseley bar. And having a pint, and suddenly realised there was a circle in the middle of their bar of people who were from Gloucester Rugby. And Ian Smith came out with a classic. We're drinking away. He said, "We're not clicky, are we?" It was true. You just sort of gravitate.
Yeah.
And that still happens.
Yeah.
That Gloucester bond, it is a very real one. So wherever you are, you tend to sort of just come together.
Just one more. A game you didn't play in. I mean, you during your playing career, you didn't actually play And that was, you had a reserve card for England Wales.
I was on the bench.
Yeah. When Burton moved up, wasn't it? And you joined the bench.
I was on the bench and didn't get on. Stack Stevens was the loose head.
Mm-hmm.
I played against Cheltenham on the Wednesday.
Mm.
And I always maintain it was his nose. He reckons it was his shoulder. I tried to get Matt Bayliss, who was captain of Cheltenham at the time, broke my arm. And that was the end of that. I'm not sure I wanted to know, but I was told afterwards that I was going to be picked for the next England game. But that was the end of it.
Mm.
I never really recovered. I mean, I could prop, but I could run.
Mm-hmm.
I could actually make ground and get into spaces. I never ever got that back again. Don't know why. The confidence, perhaps. I don't know. I never understood that, but it never came back. Once the arm was healed, which took a long time, I never got that bit of pace into my game ever again. Just disappeared. So it was nearly, a nearly player.
Yes, yeah.
Well, the long time off is likely to have that effect, doesn't it?
It didn't do any good, because it was a bad break.
Mm.
And it's the sort of thing, I don't know, you think about it. When you're playing, there's a long time when you're worried about that arm going in. Yet it's the only break I ever had. And it had to be a serious one, of course. But worse things happen at sea.
Mm-hmm.